Yeah, that really happened.
That really happened, okay. In Israel, okay.
Over the American economy? Did you just say Israel?
U.S. economy.
U.S., yeah. Bob said that you don't have a knower, it's been absorbed.
I didn't say you could quote me. You didn't ask, you didn't send me an email, fill out a form, non-disclosure bullshit. You didn't do any of that.
You didn't put it in a peat bog and let it sit for 14 days to see if it's gin up some bullshit or not.
You didn't put it in quarantine. You didn't put that question in quarantine.
You didn't put it in quarantine. You didn't have a mask on, and so...
So was
all right, I'll let it ride, Linda, but don't do that again.
The knower has been absorbed.
Otherwise, you'll get moved to Ara's slot, which has now been taken away from Roxy's spot, so we can hear Roxy talk about how she doesn't have to listen to non-physical anymore.
So the knower has been absorbed by the tech body, is that correct?
The what? Okay. The knower?
Did the knower get absorbed by the body?
Who's the knower? Are you talking about your own personal sentinel consciousness?
You said you don't have a knower. It's been absorbed.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's been absorbed by the tech body. What do you say, Ian? You caught up to that yet?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. He's learning about it. He's a little slow on that point since it's half him.
So if the knower has been absorbed by the tech body, how do we know that we are ascending?
You don't.
Don't know you're ascending, okay. Okay, I had some questions on Revelations 21, some follow-up questions on Carolyn's private session with you last week. So, under Revelation 21:9, it says the last plagues. So, and you said that's where we are now, the last seven plagues. You said that they are internal, visceral. So, does that mean, I'm just trying to determine what you mean by that. Are the plagues you're referring to the virus bioweapons, like COVID, Delta, Nu, Zika, all those different viruses, or are you talking about something else, the seven plagues?
As well.
The seven last plagues as well.
That's right.
Okay.
Because see, so now this is what you're going to do. Now you're going to expose the bride, which is the Lamb's wife.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right, which is our perfect blood. So, what are those seven last plagues? So,
okay.
At least, so one of them at least is the virus bioweapons. Are
here's
there
a few of them.
Other?
COVID-19. The one before the Delta.
So there's, I have HIV, SARS, MRSA, MERS, COVID, Delta, Nu, Zika.
That is pretty good, but not, you couldn't be further from the truth.
Okay. So the seven last plagues they contain COVID-19, but what are the other plagues? Ion?
Well, what do you want to do?
So is there a reason why you don't want to answer that question?
Say the question again. Let's see if we can salvage it.
Okay. So there are seven last plagues. And you said that's where we are now. You said they are internal, visceral. So I was wondering, besides the viruses, what other plagues are we talking about?
Are they talking about? Not you. You didn't write it.
Yes. What? Besides the virus, what other plagues are you talking about?
The rest of them.
The rest of the viruses? Is that what you're talking about? The rest of the viruses? Some of them which I already listed. Okay. All right. So,
well, what are the rest of the virus? The rest of the viruses. So her list was good for the first part?
Yep.
Okay. So what is the meaning that the plagues are eternal? That does that mean that they will last forever for little man, but not for the ascended?
Okay.
So
give it up, Linda. Go back to asking stupid questions. Ask about your daughters or something. You know too much. You know too much. You're bringing up the relevant issues that Ian hasn't been given permission to talk about yet.
Okay. So on Revelation 22:1, actually 22:2, there was in the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. Is the 12 manner of fruits, are that just different kinds of apples, or what are we talking about, 12 manner of fruits?
Okay.
All that work you did preparing all these good questions, and you get no respect.
Okay, let me see. Okay, explain the meaning of the fact.
Join another cult, Linda. This ain't working for you anymore. You've been exposed or something.
Explain the meaning of.
I didn't trust you.
Explain the meaning of the foundations of the earth, Ion.
That is a good question.
Change the context.
Okay, so what are the foundations of the earth? In reference to Revelation 22:15. No, not 22:15. Where is that? I'm not seeing it here. So, anyways, it had to do with the talk you had with Carolyn when she was going over Revelation. So, what are the foundations of the earth?
Okay.
I think you should get mad, Linda. Start yelling at Ion. Have a tantrum. Nothing's happening here. I can't write in foundations of the earth, and then there's nothing there. There's nothing on the last seven plagues. They had to delete that.
So, am I not asking the question properly, Ion? Why aren't you answering it?
Because we're not going to answer that.
Okay. All right, so you were talking about in Revelation 21:13 that actually it was 21:14, the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and you said that the city is the body coming into its power. Is that correct?
It is. With the, don't forget about the 12 apostles.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. So are the 12 foundations in this context the different biological systems like the circulatory, digestive, endocrine? Is that what we're talking about or something else?
That's a good place to start.
Okay, because I listed out 11 different systems, and I'm not getting the 12th unless the immune system is separate from the lymphatic system. If I did that, we'd have 12 different systems. Would that be a correct definition of the 12 foundations in that context?
That's okay. Better than some of the others.
Okay. Okay. So, and explain the quote, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The relationship between the foundations and the apostles and the apostles of the Lamb. Let's see. So we're talking about 12 apostles of the Lamb. So is that we're referring to the DNA? The 12 apostles? Is the DNA? Is that correct, Ian?
It's close, but you're overthinking it. Bring it back down. You're overthinking it.
Okay. Because I had taken the statement or the verse, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So I rewrote that so I could understand it, and I said, and within the skin of the ascended body had 12 systems, and in them the names of the 12 RNA of the DNA of the perfect blood. Would that be an accurate statement?
Okay, it's just too clever, you know.
Okay, but that's effectively what the meaning of that verse is?
No. What do we say in the original Revelations Revealed series, honey?
Oh, I'd have to go back in my notes for that.
That's a good place to start.
But Carolyn was referring to her notes from that series when she was talking about that Bob had said that the apostles were the DNA. Let's see if I can find that here.
That's okay.
That's why. Okay. I'm just trying to find where I had that written down. All right. So, So I'm going to move on. You said that the little season is what we're working with right now in Revelation 21 through 5. Did the little season begin when the Democrats took over office?
Yes.
Okay.
That was easy, wasn't it? See, now you're starting to focus a little bit.
Okay. So, then in, let's see, I don't have the reference. It must be Revelation 4 and 5. You said this is what we're coming to. I'm wondering if the 1,000 years are coming to a finish, and that's what we're coming to right now, is the end of the 1,000 years that was referenced.
Yeah.
And we're coming to the first resurrection. Does that mean that the Ionites will be resurrecting? Some of the Ionites will be resurrecting in the first resurrection?
Maybe.
Okay. So that's the opportunity we have, is that we're coming up to the first resurrection, and some of us would have the opportunity to resurrect at that time. Is that correct? And it says the first resurrection. Does that mean there will be many resurrections after that?
Yeah, that's the zombie apocalypse reference.
Okay. And let's see. Measuring, let's see. Here we go. I keep going back to Isaiah 11:1 and the root, if I have it right here, the and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. So we've talked about this before, and the pineal gland is the rod, and the thalamus is the root, and the branch is the hypothalamus. I'm wondering, in that context, what Jesse is. Is that
no
in that reference?
No, you got it. It was in that reference, but that's not the point. The root and the branch of Jesse is the lineage.
Okay. So you said it's the lineage, but you've also said it represents those parts of the brain, the pineal gland, the thalamus, and the branch.
Yeah.
So okay, so when you're making that representation, within that representation, what would be Jesse? The ascended body?
No, the pericardium.
Jesse would be the pericardium. Ah, okay. And, that's very good. Thank you. And let's see. That's it. I think I'm done. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, Don. It was sort of fingernails on the chalkboard this week.
I thought I got some good material.
You should try. Either you're not drinking enough gin, or you're having way too much gin. So you got to change it. Whatever you're doing, do it the other way.
Okay, I haven't had gin for a really long time, so maybe that's
okay,
it.
Okay, so then that's what's wrong. I had some good.
Okay, well, I thought I got some good answers, despite the pauses.
Yeah,
well,
It was a dig.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ion.
Get back to work.
Okay. Are you there, Bob?
Yep.
Linda's done.
Okay. You finished, Linda?
Yeah.
What did we learn, Linda?
Palmer.
We learned that Jesse, in the context of the rod being the pineal gland and the root being the thalamus and the branch being the hypothalamus, that Jesse is the pericardium.
When did we learn that? Earlier?
Nope, just now.
Oh, okay. I slept through that. Sorry. I'd be awakened by Carolyn.
That's okay. That's okay, Bob. We did too.
Yeah, we all just sort of let Linda talk to herself.
Trying to solve her worries and her hard work, where she sits up day and night reading them goddamn constitutional composition books, reading the composition books to see what words that she wrote, if she wrote them right, if the wrote words were rightly wrote.
Yeah. What did we learn, Carolyn, about Jesse, the root branch of Noah? No, not Noah.
Lord, suffering cats.
Okay, so what did you learn? Carol just said it to me, but I didn't type it out yet.
Okay, Jesse is the pericardium.
Jesse refers to pericardium?
Yes.
Well, what's the root branch then?
The root
that's the branch. That's the branch Davidian. You're friends with him, Bob.
Yeah, Waco, okay. April 19th, 1993.
So the root is the thalamus.
See, Bob knows the dates. I know dates, Linda. You could use that, Dolly.
I know. You're amazing.
Yeah, Bob doesn't go on many dates. He knows them, but he don't go on many of them.
Jesse is... What did we decide, Jesse? Is that spelled J-E-S-S-I-E?
No. J-E-S-S-E.
Oh, yeah. No I. No I. Okay.
No I.
So,
Noah. It wasn't Noah. It wasn't Noah. What are you saying, Bobby?
Yeah, Jesse is the pericardium. So this whole root branch stuff is about the body?
It's a representation.
Of that so, sentence. Ian's always saying, Jesse and the root branch of this and that. You know, great profundity, great sonorance, sonorance. And all it was talking about a heart?
No. So they're talking about the line of, the bloodline of Jesse, but there's also the representation of the rod being the pineal gland, the thalamus being the root, the branch being the hypothalamus, and then Jesse being the pericardium. So it's just a representation of that.
For what reason?
For Justin Wilson's roux.
Okay, so I've got here, Jesse's a pericardium. Did you say rod or root?
Rod is the pineal gland.
Rod is the pineal. Bear with me. I'm still half asleep.
Oh, God.
Okay. Rod is
which
the pineal gland.
Which half? Which half? Which half?
How do you spell gland, Carolyn? Thank you. Okay, that's two. What's the third one, Linda?
The branch is the hypothalamus.
The branch is...
D.
What's the branch?
Hypothalamus.
Okay, that's H-Y-P-O. Yeah. And then you say T-H-A-L-M-U-S.
Yes, it's the root.
We're getting thrombosis. We're getting thrombosis from here. Not paying attention, Bob. That's why the show, that's why it's a 20-hour show, because Bob don't get it. That's good 8 times for Bob to get it. And then he still don't get it. And he makes them do it. And then he comes back talking about what all he figured out after the fact, when it's all done. He worked out the
that's pretty accurate, isn't it? That's pretty accurate. So, how do you spell hypothalamus, Kel?
H-A-L-A.
Oh, there's a thalamus. Okay.
Thalamus. That's what Laura Ingraham said.
I'm just trying to drive Pentuin away. I know I won't do nothing when Pentuin's lurking. So, I'm just trying to irritate the shit out of him.
I do have a note here that the lipids lubricate the heart, so
that's right.
Yeah,
it's astroglide for the heart.
So Jesse is the pericardium, rod is the pineal gland, branch is the hypothalamus. Is there a fourth part?
No.
And Elvis, Elvis is the king.
But what about the people who are not? That's probably your ankle, Linda. That's a representation of your ankle.
There's another one. There's a stem.
I got the joke. He got it.
It was a knot. God's peculiar people who are not.
I got your ankle. And the people who are not.
I got your forehead. I got your forehead.
Linda, you're not as evolved as me. You're still is. You haven't got to the not saying stage yet.
Yeah. Bob's been focusing on the not. No, is it nuts or not, Bob? I forget. It's one of them. He's been focusing on one of them.
Yeah.
I know.
You were making an important observation, Linda. What was that? You found another part?
What was the stem in that context, Dion?
We didn't say, and Bob's, we can't start over. He'll forget it all, and then he'll have to do it again, and yeah, he ain't good yet.
No, I wrote them down. Here, Jesse is the pericardium. Pericardium, Rod is the pineal gland, Branch is the hypothalamus. What's the fourth thing, Linda?
The stem. So what is the stem, Ion?
The cell.
The cell?
Stem is the cell.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I don't think you've ever said that.
Well, you got stem cell research. Remember that?
Right.
On the angel diagram.
Right. So you got the thalamus as the root, right, Bob?
No. The branch is the hypothalamus.
Right. And the root is the thalamus.
Ah, with no A.
No, it has an A, two A's.
I was doing Canadian stuff. That's three A's.
Oh my God!
This is Buddy.
This is George and Gracie.
Wow! Carol bought some peanut butter. Yay! We eat tonight. Carol got some peanut butter. We each have a jar, Linda. We spoon it out like Zappa does.
Bob, the peanut butter's always been there. That was saved to set aside for the zombie apocalypse. And we're in the zombie apocalypse, so she's slowly...
We're in the zombie apocalypse, Carol? Is that why we're eating it?
Because, Bob, if you knew how much there really was, you'd already be eating all five jars. They'd be all gone.
She's got a lot of food stuffed and all the corpses out in the garage. I know what she's up to.
Right. The cavities. It's a cavity.
Yeah.
It's a full cavity search. It's a cavity search for more milk and for peanut butter.
Yeah. So the room.
I want my fresh peanut butter out of the guts of a dead corpse.
Yeah, thalamus. Is that thalamus?
A-M-U-S.
No, I think it doesn't have an A. All right. So the hypo. George and Gracie.
Oh, God. This is so funny.
Ian's having a lot of fun tonight.
It's fun
to give Ian the blast for what?
Instead of all the pain and degradation you typically draw to yourself.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you got
that was fun. Okay, let's go to the beach.
All right, I'm done. Thank you, Bob.
I don't know if you got any words, Linda. Like, you know. I don't see how this helps your ascension.
Is it an A or no A? No A is A.
I don't know how to mark you.
You know why?
I don't know whether to give you a 55 or an A.
Move her to Aira's slot. That'll straighten her.
Put him in Aira's slot.
Then it's more fun to listen to everybody talking about how many hours of this great show they slept through. But now it is putting folks to sleep now. It's helping sleep because everybody on this thing is either, like I say, high, stone, drunk, or passed out or sleep. So,
yeah. All the regulars are here. Alyssa, Susanna, Jermaine. And then
you
the regular unknowns.
Oh, yeah. T's here. We like T. T's are good.
T's ridiculous. He's a sad
youth
of the Caribbean flesh. Look at that, Gene trying to tell me. You got that one, I. Very good. Look at that. Oh, hypothalamus has two A's as well. Oh, I see. Yes.
Two A's.
Correctly.
Now, it went from no A. It went from no A to two A. So, A.
Hey, there's a new
two,
poster.
Two,
G-G-G. Gugga.
Gugga. Did you watch Gucci? Bob, did y'all go to the movie and see Gucci? Lady Dada, she ain't Gaga no more, she's Dada.
Yeah. These are people they try to enter into the conversation that we've been doing for 12 years. So they say, meat.
Yeah.
They start syllables.
Yeah.
Meat.
Yeah, right. Now, also known as the Witness Protection Program, too. Don't forget that.
That's that one. Yeah. So what is the difference between the hypothalamus and the thalamus, Carolyn?
Two A's.
Look it up. Jesus. What are you good for?
Yeah, lick it up. Lick it up.
Peanut butter. Have you unwrapped the peanut butter yet?
Peanut butter.
We each get a jar, right, Carolyn? It was a package with two jars, Linda.
Yes. And it was the 55-gallon drum, too, so we're hoping Bob makes it through the night. Everybody won't make it. See, here's how this works. They have separate jars. Bob will eat his jar, and then he'll go get into Carolyn's jar. And then half of Carolyn's will be gone, and she'll think she ate half a jar of peanut butter. But she'll know something is wrong, because then Bob's little gut, his little pygmy butt pops out again like he's amazing.
Pygmy. Al thinks the secret password is hunker down. He comes out and goes, hunker down,
hunker
everybody!
Down. Well, shit, feller hunker downers. Oh, we saw Leslie Allen Jordan. Oh, we just love it. It's so funny. He was making a big to-do about Bethel Goodman. Said that hair wasn't teased. Leslie Allen Jordan. He said Bethel Goodman's hair wasn't teased. It was terrified. He was very
Leon
sorry.
Says, Bob's the only one that can make non-physical laugh. Quite a compliment.
That's true. That's true. Or giggle. Slurp a little. Slurp a little.
So what do we do? Why is Linda still on the phone?
She's supposed to. You get mad. You get mad when they're not on the phone. So what do you mean?
Yeah,
you're not
wondering,
here. You went where you're
end?
Supposed to be.
I was trying to find out if you learned anything.
You wrote down the things you learned, Bob. So
well, here comes
you learn anything,
the cheerleaders
Bob.
Are coming in. Everybody, man, Linda, you did a good job. Did you, Linda? Come on, let's be honest. What did we get out of this? I don't see anybody ascending from your abstractions.
Abstractions? What's the subtractions? What are you subtracting?
Yeah, but if we don't have a knower, then how do you know?
Well, I was here before
Bob
everybody. I started this jigsaw puzzle. I started it, Linda. I know what it looks like.
Yeah. Y'all getting ready for the Russian invasion?
Well, you hear my private session, Linda. You'll want to discuss it with me after.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it then. How long is it?
Yeah, important stuff. 2 hours and 9 minutes.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
What'd you do with the rest of it? There was a bunch more than that.
Oh, damn. We got to do Phoenix Wake tonight. Probably cramp their style.
Oh, God. That means...
Yeah. page 188. We're going to do page 188.
Yeah. So, Rocky...
Look at this.
So, Rocky...
Rickard, are the drops... Rickard's just waking up. Are the drops mentioned in the Bible? yes.
Yeah. Trail of Tears.
We haven't been told where, Rickard. We just know they're in the Bible.
It's Ezekiel, Bob.
Oh, look, Linda. Linda's typing. Did you hang up, Linda?
I'm typing.
I can type and listen too.
Typing.
Okay.
Oh, see, Bob. Not all of the listeners are retarded. See,
that means the economy can come back. People just continue typing and listening.
You know, start typing.
Okay, well, we could go to Susanna, we could go to Jermaine, we could go to Alyssa.
That was pretty much
Debbie,
a brutal failure.
Miramar Beach, Gene, I don't know, who do we, Nick? It's just same old people. What do you think?
Well, you want to do Alyssa? You want to do Alyssa?
Well, I don't know if she deserves it. She's trying to use a different name.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Bert fell asleep. Bert, I think he's not showing up tonight.
Bert's not asleep, you crazy rube.
Okay. All right. Alyssa put her hand up. The others didn't think of doing that. So Alyssa gets in. There you go, Alyssa. You're unmuted.
Okay.
You're on the air.
I'm unmuted. On the air. Okay.
Did you enjoy that fiasco with Linda?
I thought you might play some music in between.
No, we're trying to get jizzed up. We want to talk to you about why you're pestering Bert.
Pestering? That's a funny word.
Yeah.
Why are you saying pestering?
Yeah. God, you're pestering. You're not. You have to be much more gentle. You have to be. You got to be more easy.
Okay. I can do that.
Do it on his time. Do it on his time, not on your time. If he does anything at all, he ain't got shit. But if
okay,
he does,
I'll ask him. Yeah. Okay, I'll ask him. I'll ask him what he wants to do. That sounds good. Okay.
Would you like to sleep with Don Lemon? He's available. He's got him a new boyfriend. It's made him not gay.
I don't remember who Don Lemon is.
He's
a comedian.
He was. Well, he's not very funny if he is.
Okay, I want to talk about plasma and the Chinese calendar.
What notes were you trying to get? What notes were you trying to get from Bert anyway? Let's settle that first.
I'm not trying to get any notes. There's so many notes he's already put out. There's a lot of material to go through. I just want to talk over some of the notes and just talk about some stuff. So I don't think I'm looking for specific notes.
So you want to compare notes then?
No. I want to engage about the notes. I want to talk about it. I want to, yeah. That's what I want to do. But I'll be easy with it.
Good.
I get your note. I hear what you're saying.
Good.
Okay.
Good. This is where we say, we didn't mean it bad. We meant it. We just didn't mean it bad.
No, I don't feel like I'm approaching it with like a compare the notes kind of feeling. I want to, he's engaged the archive so much and I want to talk about some of the things, some of the insights that I am having, and then it would be fun to talk about it.
Well,
so,
sure.
But I.
Good. Now, and in order for this to work then, make sure you're bringing something to the table, meaning that you're going to have something to talk about that's appropriate as well. And that would be interesting because then you'd get his attention. See?
Yeah. So I guess on the note about, when you brought up the missile, the aerodynamic shaping, it connected to the missile light flight vehicles. Are you referring to those articles? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I can bring, I can bring some of those to the table. I did purchase some articles that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's silly. That's silly. Carolyn buys all those papers too. She buys all those papers. It's stacked $95 for this piece of paper that Carolyn. $95 for these pieces of paper saying that medical people are full of shit. She's got the proof now. She had to give $95 to read somebody's 1,600 pages on how they're full of shit. It's pretty
bad.
This
is an authorized license use limited to me, my name. So funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, well, okay. Message heard and received. Thank you. Is there anything else about those engagements that I should? I mean, I'm just going to prepare as best I can and just kind of go with the flow. But I'll bring that stuff with me. And anything else I should be aware of before we do those engagements?
Yes.
Okay. So what I just thought about that I didn't say out loud and you took a pause and what came into my mind is that's the other stuff that I'll look into. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yes. I have. Okay. Thank you. Yes. Understood. All right, so to break into this, let's start out with just a little bit of social, like a lighter topic. So Matt came home from U.S. Bank, and he had a freaking calendar for 2022. It was a Chinese calendar.
Yeah.
It's like, what is up? And there's all this, like, Chinese propaganda in, like, the subtle type of ways, like the advertising and who they're showing at the Wimbledon, you know, where the camera goes to the crowd shots. And the U.S. Postal Service stamps are, like, Chinese scientists. Is this being done on purpose?
Yeah.
It's,
you go to a doctor when you need indoctrination.
Yeah. It's really obvious, but people are
well, it
not
is.
Obvious.
It's obvious. It's obvious to you because you know, mm-hmm. but it's not obvious to everybody else because they don't even notice.
Yeah, I mean, Matt was like, "Yeah, I guess you're right. That is weird because it was like it'd be like going to U.S. Bank and bringing home like their calendar for 2022 that they give all their American customers, it'd be like coming home with a German calendar. It's just like so weird. So I told my brother-in-law about it, and he was like talking about cultures, people being more interested in other cultures. He had an explanation in his mind for it, but yeah, he didn't put two and two together. So okay, yeah. I listened to the Last Resort song, and it was just, yeah, I know what they're trying to say. Thank you for that homework. It was a good moment. All right, so I just wanted to follow up on that. Okay, I'm getting nervous. Stop it. Okay, here we go. I'm just going to go with the first meaty question. Ion, on May 23rd of 2015 on payday, you agreed approximately with Carolyn that the ionic field subsumes the electron, protons, and neutrons, which she said implies that the ionic field directs the atoms. So my question is, in an ascended agar with the I cell, can there be an ionic field without an electromagnetic field?
Maybe. How about that?
Okay, that's closer. Okay, maybe is an answer. So there's a condition, maybe implies that there's a condition that needs to be taking place for it to be a yes. And it could be a yes or it could be a no. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Okay. So, isn't the condition the ascended agar? Is that enough of a condition, or?
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so, are there electrons, protons, and neutrons without an electromagnetic field?
Try again, baby.
Okay. You get where I'm going. I know I need to get my words right. I appreciate your patience. Okay.
No, we're not chipping. We're just trying to get somewhere because Bob's sleep, yeah. So it don't matter.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so is the ascended agar, is like, that's what I'm using as my pivot, like my application. Do I need to figure out, like, do I need to break that condition down more? I'd like to use that, but maybe I need some help to, if the ascended agar doesn't work as like the condition to help give context to the question, I need help to know what I should put there instead. So is the ascended, in an ascended agar, are there electron, protons, and neutrons without an electromagnetic field?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was that a yes?
More like a phatic nod.
Okay, so I still gotta have to get more lasered than that. Okay. Okay. Well, that helps, because at least I need to retool that then. Okay. So,
okay.
Ion, are emotions still subparticles of non-physical?
I think we're going to have to start. Alyssa, it's not working for anybody. I think we'll go back to allowing people to ask personal questions.
Okay, well, I have to.
Yes, your uterus is in good shape.
Let's get into the personal stuff here.
Okay.
Does Linda still have a uterus? Linda should ask, do I have a uterus?
Yes. She does.
She's going to have to hurry up in case she loses her kids so she can have some more children.
Okay, so how are my electrolytes, Ion?
Low.
So low, okay. Because I brought the magnesium to saturation, but it's about... So, Bob, what are you doing for your electrolytes? Are you doing, like, 8 ounces every hour, or what are you doing?
I don't pay much attention. It's all habit, robot behavior, zombie Bob, you know. I just do the same thing every day, as
Bob,
I pointed out in the private session.
I like how you're throwing out, like, the new vocabulary words. You're having a Webster, Merriam-Webster's night.
The Thalmus?
No, like all the words, the new fancy words that you were saying tonight that I don't know what they mean.
And no A, no A, and 2A, no A, 2A, and don't forget, what was the other one? I forgot. What was the one we're not supposed to forget?
Yeah.
I hold.
The cell is the stem. Okay, so if
how do you spell electrolytes, Carol? L Y or L I? Hold up there. Why? Electrolytes. L Y T E S. So your electrolytes. Again, you found out nothing. There's something wrong here. This is a tech body in vacation mode, the Christmas holiday mode. It just doesn't want to put out any energy. You're on the border
Bob,
of being fired, Ion. It's not looking good here.
Anybody's
involved.
He doesn't even care if he gets fired. What do you say, Alyssa?
I said they answered my question. I don't know what
you're... Yeah, they said they're low. They say it about everybody's electrolytes. The same fucking answer to everybody.
Well, it's important to get the electrolytes not low. So
I know, but
asking.
Everybody's is low. And
that's what I'm asking.
I don't know how... Oh, Ian's probably a bit lazy. He just takes the remedial answers. Here's a new word for you. So, remedial.
No.
Yeah, remedial.
Okay, here's another word for it. Remedial is what they teach in reform school.
No, it's what teachers, which Alyssa claimed to be once, they had to use that word. Right, Alyssa? Don't they use that
I didn't
teacher's
have to
college?
I didn't have to use that. No, I didn't have to use that. Okay, so I was curious if Carolyn was on, if she... Karen, would you share what you're doing for Bob's electrolytes? Is it just that he's taking them more consistently throughout the day, the mineralized water?
Right. Bob had no idea how to drink something throughout the day.
I've been doing the supplements for 10 years, and I wasn't doing it right.
No, I
was pouring it down the toilet. I didn't know they were supposed to go in deep.
Bob,
you're being entertaining.
Six-ounce pretty jars.
That's because Karen likes to buy things now. She's never in all her life bought things, but she's been into buying things the last couple of years.
And I labeled them.
She got throwaway money.
Yeah.
And so she goes to the stores and goes through all the different departments, buys nice bottles, picks out all these bottles.
I
wonderful little bottles.
I shop at Costco and Amazon.
I'm listening to you,
Carolyn. 6 ounce bottles, and then I made...
Yeah.
I made labels, and I labeled 1 to 3, 4 to 6, 7 to 9, 10 to 12, 13 to 15, 16 to 18, because Bob's up for 18 hours. So in a 3-hour period, he has to drink all 6 ounces.
Okay.
And in math.
Is that what this meant? I never knew that. I thought it was 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock.
You know it wasn't. Oh, my God.
Boy.
See? Oh. Yeah. So it just makes it easier because it's all labeled.
Yeah,
but what's in it? What am I doing it for?
The aliens.
I know, but I'm doing it, it's just to be regular.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is just to be regular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, throughout the day. But I get behind, so I sometimes drink a whole bottle when I should maybe not have drunk so much one time.
Well, I have said your electrolytes are better, so it's working. Okay, I've also, Ian, heard
but
you
what,
say
but
that.
But what is in the content of the, you should ask what's in the content.
I asked, Carolyn, what are in the bottles, the 6-ounce bottles?
I put in his Remag, 4 teaspoons, Remite, 3, Pico Silver, 3, and Bob takes care of his potassium and zinc.
In my, restructure.
Right.
And then it's just those three, Remag, Remite, and something else?
Pico Silver.
That's all I have in my drink?
Yeah.
Mm.
What about salt? Is he doing salt in these?
Yeah, there's half a teaspoon of salt in the 32 ounces I make for the 6 bottles.
Right, okay. And what's the ratio of Remite to Remag again?
It's
is that an important
like,
ratio?
Yeah, 2 to 1, but most people are on a teaspoon and a half. I put Bob up just for a little while.
Of what? Remake?
The remake.
Remake. How many? You didn't say how much remake.
I did.
Well, what is it?
3 teaspoons.
Mm. Is that a lot, Alyssa? Okay. 3 teaspoons in one day?
It's like, I think 2 to 3 is a nice dose. I've heard for maintenance, you would just be down to 1.5. But.
So I'm above maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
but
you forgot the pink stuff, Carol. It's vitamin C.
Oh, yeah, and 2 scoops of vitamin C Reset berry powder.
Very tasty.
Right.
It's like drinking candy, this stuff. It is. It's all mixed together, whereas before it was, you know, horrible tasting individual mineral bottles, which I didn't find horrible, but everybody else did, so I assumed it was horrible. But this is a lot better. It's like drinking candy. I don't even need to drink food. I get my four taste buds all satisfied.
So before then, I suppose Bob was just sort of downing a teaspoon here, a teaspoon there.
Yeah. Well, I do it at the start of the day and then at the end of the day before I went to sleep. And it's not 18 hours. I'm up for 22 hours, I think, Carol, out of 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 21.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, thank you for going over that. I remember Ion saying, too, that if you miss, like, you know, a few days of your remag, you'll notice it, you know, the next week or two. And so it seems, obviously, since it's like a systemic thing building up, good to have the regular.
Everybody probably should do what I'm doing, Carol. Yeah, this is a new protocol for everybody.
Yeah, I'm going
to. You have to buy the little bottles. You got to get those little bottles.
Yeah.
And you got to get the gold tops. Well, maybe they come with the bottles. And then you got the right label. And you have the right numbers on.
Oh, that's great. No, that's...
We'll call it Bob's protocol? What do we call it? Bob's routine? Bob's ascension formula?
Bob's naked push-up water.
Yeah. Naked
Bob's
push-up.
Bob's bottles.
Bob's bottles. Bob's baby bottle.
Yeah.
Bob's baby bottle. Oh, funny. Okay. All right. Well,
you found out something. See, Linda? What'd you find out?
Meat.
Nothing, Linda. See, they fucking got somewhere. It ain't practical, Linda.
You don't
shame
let me
yourself,
ask.
Linda. Where is Linda? Did I mute her? No, I didn't.
No, she just spoke.
Yeah. You don't let me ask personal questions.
No, that's right. We switched right after you. You were the last of the old format, which you ruined. So we're trying a new effort here.
Okay. Well,
you know, Susanna. Susanna is so greedy. She's got her hand up 3 times. Like, she's so impatient. Like, people are on here, Susanna. We're not going to bring you up in. We're going to bring you in right now. Put your hand up when there's an open vacancy or something. I guess she thinks she's reserving. Oh, no, she just got rid of it. She just hung up. She went home. She finally got insulted and left. Oh, now the 3's back up. How'd that happen? Let's go find out. Susanna, we're doing an on-spot interview. What the hell? How'd you make the 3 go away, then make it come back? What'd you do there?
Well, you do it again, and then you do it again.
Oh, you go click, click, click?
I do.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Why are you putting your hand up? There's many people that are going to be on before you, right?
Yeah, you do star 5 once, your hand goes up. You do it again, the hand goes down.
Yeah, I know. I'm asking you, why are you indicating 3 requests to be talked to this early in the game?
I didn't do it 3 times. I only did it once.
Well, it says 3.
I don't know how that happened.
Oh, okay. So why are you putting your hand up? Just you're kind of like getting in line?
To let you know that I want to ask questions.
Well, we know you're going to ask questions. I know that. You're one of the few people that's always count on questions from you.
Yes, but sometimes you don't call on me, because even if I'm on the phone.
Not right away.
So I just want, I just want to make sure you know I do want to ask questions.
I don't want them to know that I have favorites, Susanna, okay?